With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Very wet on the roads this morning and more rain is on the way. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement saying between now and Saturday morning, we can expect heavy rain, thunderstorms, and some powerful wind gusts. The heaviest rain is expected later this afternoon and this evening, and wind gusts of up to 80 kilometers an hour tomorrow night. It should clear up by Saturday. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says there wasn't enough evidence to remove a candidate who allegedly won his nomination after a bus of international students voted for him. That was Han Dong in Don Valley North. Trudeau testified before the public inquiry into foreign interference, which in part was called because of media reports into meddling in the last two elections. The Toronto Star says the inquiry's first report is expected on May 3rd and the final report by the end of the year. A non-binding motion in the House of Commons calls on Trudeau to call a televised meeting with premiers about the carbon tax. Global News says the NDP supported the Conservative motion. NDP environment critic Laurel Collins believes it'll be an opportunity to show Canadians that Conservative premiers don't have a plan to lower emissions. The motion doesn't compel the Prime Minister to hold the meeting, though. Windsor police are investigating two separate shooting incidents in the city. They both happened on March 21st. The first on Lincoln Road near Erie Street and the second an hour later on Howard Avenue near Hannah Street. Nobody was hurt, but police think those homes were targeted and that the incidents are related, and they're looking for a dark-colored SUV. Police took about $18,000 worth of drugs off the street after searching two homes and a vehicle. They believe a man is trafficking drugs from his home in the east end of the city. An arrest was made in a traffic stop on Droulard Road at Welton. A bill that declares intimate partner violence an epidemic in Ontario has passed its second reading. But Ontario NDP leader Merritt Stiles told the Toronto Star it's only a first step. She still fears the bill will go to committee and never come back for a third reading. Here's what Windsor West MPP Lisa Gretzky had to say yesterday before the vote.
If the government thinks that we are going to stay silent, that we are just going to go away because they won't declare this or because they dismiss it, they are very, very wrong. They are very, very wrong. And they are just as bad as the perpetrators.
The declaration is one of the recommendations to come out of an inquiry into the murders of three women on the same day by the same man in 2015. 58 women in Ontario died in that kind of violence last year. And the Supreme Court might rule on the constitutionality of Quebec's secularism law. That's the one that bans public sector workers from wearing religious symbols on the job. CTV News says a school board in Montreal plans to ask. Jays lost to Seattle 6-1 in baseball, while the Raptors lost to the Nets 106-102 in the NBA. Up to 15 today with rain, maybe a thunderstorm later this afternoon or this evening. Windy down to 8 tonight. Showers windy 9 tomorrow, but sunshine as we look ahead to Saturday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.